We all face darkness in our life. We all face challenges in our life. We don't know what the future holds for us. Kita tidak tahu apa yang terjadi. We don't know what will happen with the problem that we are in. Gak tahu masalah kita ini solusinya apa. Mau tanya ke pendeta, pendeta aja gak tahu. Mau jawabnya mau bilang apa ya. We don't know things that we cannot see. Kita tidak tahu. So what do we need to do when you don't know? Apa yang kita harus lakukan pada saat kita tidak tahu akan apa yang ada di depan kita? With the challenges that we have. Dengan tantangan, dengan masalah, persoalan yang kita hadapi. Nggak tahu jalan keluarnya itu bagaimana. You need to do what the pilot, modern pilot is doing now. What is the modern pilot doing? They're doing what we call it flying by instruments. So what is our instrument when you are in darkness? Firman Tuhan dan doa itu sajalah ya. Jesus, amen. Baik, selamat, sekali lagi selamat sabat, saudara sekalian. Pada saat ini kita memiliki satu judul ya. Satu judul, di bahasa Indonesianya abis terang, abis gelap, terbitlah apa ya? Terang ya. Light dawns in the darkness. Habis, jadi terang muncul setelah kegelapan. Terang muncul setelah kegelapan. Satu peristiwa juga yang menarik sepanjang minggu ini adalah one of the interesting event that, I mean, it's not a good event, but sad event, ya. Asian American community in America lost, one icon in a sense, if you like entertainment, ya. Kalau kita suka entertainment, ada satu icon Asian American yang meninggal pada minggu ini. Coco Lee, have you heard about that name? Ya, mungkin sudah pernah dengar nama Coco Lee tersebut. Jadi dia adalah salah seorang icon yang sudah mengembuskan nafasnya yang terakhir karena depresi, lalu dia mengambil nyawanya sendiri ya. So it is something interesting, not because I want to glorify her name ya, bukan karena saya ingin menghebat-hebatkan dia, but because of one statement that was mentioned. One statement mentioned by the family, satu statement yang diberikan oleh keluarganya yang cukup menarik ya. Coco Lee was famous, died at the age of 48, terkenal, meninggal usia 48 tahun ya. And it was put in a lot of news, yeah, talking about her. Dia tidak ada yang kurang, she lacks nothing, yeah. Tidak ada yang kurang dari dalam kehidupannya, dari dalam dirinya. She has everything. She has fame, dia memiliki ketenaran, she has money, she has everything, but she was depressed, yeah. Dia berada dalam satu depresi yang cukup hebat, ya. Yeah. Dia berada dalam satu depresi yang cukup hebat, dan dia adalah seorang di tahun 1998, in 1998, she was the voice of cartoon Mulan, yeah, and she was the singer in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon film, yeah. Depression took her, you know. The family says sadly, although Coco sought professional help and did her best to fight depression, sadly the demon inside her took the better of her. Walaupun dia sudah berusaha untuk mendapatkan pertolongan, tapi depresinya itu menyebabkan dia harus kehilangan nyawanya. But one interesting point, one interesting statement by the family also, that her rays of light will last forever, it was said. Yeah? Walaupun dia tidak hidup lama, tetapi sinar terang yang katanya dikatakan apa? Sinar terang yang dia apa? Yang dia pancarkan, last forever. What makes me so ironic, satu hal yang ironis dari statement ini adalah, she was in darkness. She was in darkness, and we can understand. I made a seminar about mental health last time. This is something that really we have to speak, we have to talk about. And the people like Coco Lee, she has everything, and yet she was in darkness. Although the family says her rays of light will last forever. Coco Lee was not alone, of course, I believe. Dia tidak hanya sendiri. And with many people today, especially after pandemic, experience depression. Depresi yang menjadi bagian umat manusia. So, I would like to propose, you know, I'll continue a little bit with the little bit result of our seminar, youth seminar last time. Oh, with our youth seminar. Oh, I don't know why. Okay, but today, I will be talking about two women who experience darkness in their life. Dua wanita yang mengalami apa ya? Kegelapan. The road that they were taking was seemingly an endless darkness. There was no light at the end of the tunnel. There was no light. Tidak ada lampu, tidak ada terang di akhir jalan mereka yang begitu gelap. And I'm talking about two women, one in the Old Testament and one in the New Testament. Satu di Perjanjian Lama dan satu di Perjanjian Baru. Unique women. Yeah, number one adalah Hannah. Siapa dia Hannah ini? Who is this Hannah? Yeah. Mother of Samuel. Who is this Anna? Who is this Anna? Yeah. Dia adalah seorang apa ya? Seorang nabiah. She was a prophetess. And she was one of the women that Mary and Joseph met. Maria dan Yusuf bertemu dengan Anna waktu mereka membawakan Yesus di mana? Waktu mereka membawakan Yesus di Ka'bah ya. Waktu mereka dibawakan di Ka'bah. So, these are the two women that I will be talking now, okay? Kenapa? Kenapa kedua wanita ini? Kenapa? Why these two women? Because there are similarities, persamaan antara keduanya. Okay? Ada persamaan dari keduanya. Yang pertama, that both women have the same name. Oh, kenapa satu Hannah? Kenapa satu Anna? Well, this is the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, that's Hannah. But if it is in the Greek, the Bible of the New Testament, the Alkitab Perjanjian Baru, the Hannah become Anna. The H disappear, ya. Yeah? The H disappear. The meaning of Hannah or Anna, ya, itu seperti Anna Rantung itu, ya. Yeah? Artinya grace, ya. Yeah? Seperti artinya apa? Grace or what? Favor. We know people with the name Grace, but I don't remember people with the name Favor. Ada orang namanya Favor? Kalau Grace banyak, ya. Yeah? Kalau Grace banyak, tapi kalau Favor, tapi but the meaning is the same. Grace or favor, receiving a grace, receiving a favor. So that's the meaning of Hannah and Anna, the same name. They have the same name. And both names are, what do you call it? Palindrome. You know palindrome? Palindrome means dari depan ke belakang ke depan, sama-sama apa? Sama-sama dia punya apa? Sama-sama dapat disebut. Ya, jadi seperti Hannah. Hana mau dari kiri ke kanan, dari kanan ke kiri, from the left to the right, left to the left. And Anna, both of them are palindrome name. Backward and forward reads the same. Yeah? Backward and forward read the same. What are the other Bible name that backward and forward read the same? Ada lagi nama lain. Kalau bahasa Inggris kan ada kan Bob. Bob, B-O-B. Bob, sama kan? Nama Alkitab, itu bukan nama Alkitab. Kalau Alkitab apa? Nama Alkitab. Ingat, Eve, ya, nama Eve, ya, palindrome, left to the right, right to the left, they both pronounce the same, or they pronounce the same. So, and the third similarities between these two women is that both women are northerners. Dia, kedua wanita ini berasal dari bagian apa? Utara Israel. Ya, Hannah, itu dia tinggal, ya, Hannah dan suaminya itu sebenarnya orang Lewi, but orang Lewi kan tidak punya tempat. The Levite, they don't have land for themselves, but they stay in other tribes. So, Hannah lives in the northern tribe of Ephraim, in the northern. Yeah? While Anna also from the northern tribe of Asher. That's what the Bible says. Jadi sama-sama dari utara. Ingat, remember after the kingdom of Solomon, Israel is divided into two kingdoms, the northern and what? The southern. The northern, the capital city, ya, capital ibu kota Kelantan Selatan apa? Yang utara. Samaria. Yang utara yang selatan Yerusalem, okay? So, here we have both women have the same name, both names are palindrome, both women are northerners. What else? Wah, yang keempat, menarik sekali ini mereka ya. Yang keempat, that both women are associated with an important child. Yeah? Samuel and Jesus. Yeah? Without the birth of Samuel, no one perhaps will know about Hannah, about the mother. No one will know about Hannah. Yeah? And without the birth of Jesus, not only no one will perhaps never heard about Anna, but also will never be saved. And Samuel was one of the greatest prophet, nabi yang salah satu yang terbesar di Israel, yeah, the greatest prophet, and Jesus of course the savior of mankind. Empat, yeah. Kelima, both women are associated with the word prophet. Jadi kedua wanita ini diasosiasikan dengan apa? Nabi ya. Hana melahirkan seorang anak yang bernama apa? Samuel, one of the greatest Old Testament prophet. Sedangkan Anna, perjanjian baru, Anna itu sendiri, Anna was a prophetess herself. Okay? They are related to a prophet, even one of them, Anna, was a prophetess herself. Okay? Was a prophetess herself. Now, how many prophetess in the Bible that you can recall? If you have a Bible, how many? Berapa? Yang di New Testament. Di New Testament ada berapa nabiah yang disebut nabi di perjanjian baru? Okay, this is a trivia. Bible games for AY. Four daughter of Philip, yes. But the names were not mentioned. Empat anak Filipus adalah juga nabiah, tetapi mereka itu nama-namanya tidak disebut. Only Anna was a prophetess in the New Testament whose name was mentioned. Hanya Anna saja yang namanya disebut. Yeah. If your name is mentioned in the Bible, must be significant. But the truth is, walaupun namanya itu sangat significant disebut, only three verses about this Anna. Hanya tiga ayat ini berhubungan dengan siapa ya? Hanya berhubungan dengan Anna ini. Hanya tiga ayat. Kenapa? Nanti kita akan lihat. Kenapa ini sangat signifikan? Number six, both Hannah and Anna went through difficulties and long suffering. Mereka mengalami kesulitan dan penderitaan yang apa ya? Panjang. Their pain, penderitaan dan masalah mereka itu, masalah dan penderitaan mereka were related to marriage. Berhubungan dengan apa? Pernikahan. Ya, berhubungan dengan pernikahan. Let's see Hana. Apa masalah dengan Hana? I preached this once. I mean, saya pernah khotbahkan tentang Hana ini ya. Well, there was a man, according to the Bible, in 1 Samuel 1, 2, and 5. Ada seorang laki-laki, I'll be reading in Indonesia ya. Ada seorang laki-laki dari Ramataim Zofim, dari pegunungan Efraim, namanya Elkana. Orang itu mempunyai apa? Dua istri, yang seorang bernama Hana, ini istri yang pertama, biasanya disebutkan pertama, dan yang istri yang lainnya bernama Penina. Penina mempunyai anak, tetapi Hana apa? Tidak. Hana had none. Penina had children, but Hana had none. And the Lord, according to that people believe at that time, they believe that it's because God did not open the womb. Karena Allah telah menutup apa? Menutup kandungan daripada Hana. Siapa-siapa di dalam Alkitab? Dan kenapa? Seakan-akan kenapa dibilang Tuhan? Why would God blamed for the barrenness? Kenapa Tuhan yang dihukum? Ya? Karena mereka percaya bahwa ini adalah tanda apa ya? Berkat Tuhan. Berkat Tuhan itu adalah hadiah yang Tuhan berikan. Hadiah yang Tuhan berikan itulah berkat Tuhan. Itulah pikir orang. Jadi kalau sampai mereka tidak mendapat berkat, berarti Tuhan sedang tidak memberkati mereka. Kalau mereka tidak mendapatkan berkat Tuhan. Tapi coba kita lihat. But the truth is, all the famous, most of the famous women in the Bible, wanita-wanita yang terkenal umumnya mereka ada masalah dengan apa ya? Masalah dengan anak. Siapa misalnya? Sarah. Siapa lagi? Rebeka juga. Rebeka, ibu daripada Yakub dan Esau. Siapa lagi? Rahel. All of them. Ya. Yeah. All of them, their problem with barrenness. Yeah? Barrenness. Even Elizabeth, mother of John the Baptist. Yeah? And the problem is not only because she had no children. Bukan hanya masalahnya dia tidak punya anak. The problem is compounded because the husband married another woman. Suaminya apa? Menikah dengan apa? Wanita yang lain. Marry at the same time with two wives at the same time. My student always ask me, ya bekas-bekas mahasiswa saya dulu di sekolah, tanyakan, pendeta, pastor, is there any prohibition of two wives or two husbands in the Bible? Ada kira-kira larangan untuk memiliki dua istri, dua suami? Ada ayat, jangan kamu memiliki dua istri atau dua suami. Ada kira-kira. Is there any text in the Bible yang suka-suka belajar Alkitab? Pendeta muda tulis, ada kira-kira. Jangan kamu memiliki dua istri yang dilarang, betul-betul dilarang. Hah? Yang ada, jangan kamu memiliki dua tuan, ya. Tapi ya, jangan kamu memiliki dua Tuhan, ya. Janganlah seorang laki-laki memiliki dua Tuhan, ya. Tapi that's not the text. Hah? Thou shall not commit adultery. Tapi kalau mereka kawin resmi, mereka enggak. So, yang mana? Yang dilarang. Ayat yang melarang orang memiliki dua istri, dua anak. Dua istri, dua anak. Dua istri atau dua suami. Two wife or two husband. Polyandry or poligami. Poligami itu dua istri, polyandry dua suami. Okay. Ada kira-kira? Tidak ada. Bukan berarti dianjurkan. Tidak ada ayatnya. But the thing is, although it's never been mentioned, okay? Although never been mentioned, but the Bible, number one, always say that the plan of God, rencana Allah, only for one man to take one apa? One wife. That's what the Bible, that's the plan of God. And the Bible only mentioned that whenever you have two wives, you will always get into problem. Ada yang bilang sih, ada yang saya nggak mau bilang siapa, tapi yang bilang sih, satu aja susah, apalagi dua. Satu aja pusing. Ya. Satu aja pusing, apalagi dua. Ya. Makanya Alkitab katakan, jangan kita memiliki dua apa ya. No man should serve two master. Only one master, you serve only one master, it's okay. But you don't serve two masters. Okay, so, jadi, we can see that all the problem, Abraham had a problem. Isaac had a problem. Jacob has a problem. Yeah. All the people that have two wives has problem. Now, this is what happened. This is what happened. Yeah. Demikianlah terjadi dari tahun ke tahun, setiap kali Hana pergi ke rumah Tuhan. This went on year after year. Whenever Hana went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat. When did Penina provoke her? Kapan? And where? Di mana? Kapan dan di mana Penina itu apa ya? Menyakiti hati Hana. Bukan di rumah, tapi di mana? Coba kita lihat. Whenever they go to the house of the Lord. This is very important. Ini penting sekali. Karena nanti kita akan lihat apa hubungannya? Kenapa Penina itu menyakiti hati Hana itu secara khusus bukan di rumah mereka, tetapi di rumah Tuhan. Pernah Anda pikirkan kenapa bukan di rumah? Kenapa mesti di rumah Tuhan disakiti? Okay? Keep it this in mind. Keep this in mind why every time they go to the house of the Lord. Okay? And what happened to the Anna, the New Testament? Apa yang terjadi dengan Anna perjanjian baru? Apa masalah rumah tangganya? Masalah rumah tangganya bukan karena suaminya punya dua istri. The problem not because the husband has two wives, but because the husband died. The problem was because the husband died. Luke 2 verse 36-37 says, lagi pula di situ ada Hana, ya, Hana sama-sama Hana tapi Anna ya, bahasa Inggrisnya Anna. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher, dari utara, ya, dari utara, northern. She was very old, ia sudah sangat lanjut umurnya. Sesudah kawin, ia hidup 7 tahun lamanya bersama dengan apa? Suaminya. Dan sekarang ia janda dan berumur 84 tahun. She was a widow until at that time, 85 years old. When was she got married? Kapan dia menikah? At the time of Jesus, people get married sometimes 14, 16. But let's assume she was married at the age of 20 years old. She was married at the age of 20 years old. with the husband until 27. Let's say, to make it easier for us to do the math, 23, she got married 23. With the husband, husband died at the age of 30 years old. Still young, right? But from 30 to 84, berapa tahun itu? 50 apa ya? 54 tahun, she was alone. She was alone. Okay? So more than 50 something years, more than 50 years. How do you deal? She had no children. There was no mention of children. She had no children. Tidak ada anak. And how do you deal with that loss? What will happen in the time of Bible time, when you lost your husband and you don't have a child? Who was a woman who lost the husband and no children anymore? Like who? Naomi. Yeah. But at least Naomi has Ruth. Naomi ada Ruth. Apalagi? Naomi is older. Naomi is older, more experienced. Naomi has more experience than Hannah. She was way younger than Naomi. Yeah? And when your husband died, when you're still young, and there was no support. Yeah? When the husband died, there was no widow support group. Normally we have. There was no widow support group for her. So for decades, she was in trouble. But look, the seventh similarity. We study until they have a problem. The sixth similarities. Similarities number 6. Persama number 6. Mereka berdua mengalami masalah. Masalah hubungan rumah tangga. But what happened to both of them? Similarity between both of them when they have in problem. Both Hannah and Anna in difficult times went to the house of the Lord to what? To pray. To pray. Yeah. 1 Samuel 1:13 says, Hannah was praying in her heart. She poured out her heart. And her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli, the priest, thought she was drunk. Hannah, kenapa? Karena dia hanya berkata-kata silently. She poured out. She did not ask. She did not really say to people, oh, please pray for me. Please help me. Please help me. This and that. No. She was silently bear the problems that she has. The darkness that she was in. Kegelapan yang dialami. Dia tanggung dengan sendirian. Ya, berkata-kata dalam hatinya. Ya. And what about Anna? What about Anna of the New Testament? Ia janda dan berumur 84 tahun. Ia tidak pernah meninggalkan bait Allah dan siang malam beribadah dengan berpuasa dan apa? Berdoa. Pray again. Pray again. Now my question is, praying for what? For new husband? Praying for what? Not one word. No one knew. No one knew what kind of prayer that Anna of the New Testament mentioned or uttered. Nggak ada yang tahu apa yang dia doakan. Nobody knew. Yeah. And this is interesting also, because even when she saw Jesus, pada saat dia bertemu dengan Yesus, no word was mentioned come out from her mouth. Tidak ada satu kata yang keluar dari dalam mulutnya. Padahal waktu Yesus lahir, ada apa? When Jesus was born, there was shepherds, there were heralds, apalagi yang terlibat, the wise men from the east, so many people, they were saying something, they talk, but Anna, not one word. Yeah. You know, this is something interesting about this Anna. Why? Because she was a prophetess. What does a prophet means? Dia adalah seorang nabi ya. Apa artinya seorang nabi? Kita mudah tulus. Apa tugas seorang nabi? Ya, tugas. Menyatakan kehendak Tuhan ya. Many times, kehendak yang mana? When we think about prophet, we think about, oh, membuat ramalan, he's foretelling, he's predicting of something. Membuat apa? Ramalan, predicting something will happen. No, the meaning of prophetess or prophet is not only predicting something, but strengthening. Ya, kalau kita baca dalam 1 First Corinthians chapter 14, seorang nabi adalah orang yang menguatkan umat-umat Tuhan. Bukan hanya menubuatkan, bukan hanya to tell something, tetapi juga menguatkan. Jadi kalau dia mendapatkan firman Tuhan dan firman Tuhan itu memberikan kekuatan, dia menjadi seorang nabi. Ya. Dia menjadi seorang nabi atau nabiat zaman dulu. Nabi-nabi dulu kan enggak semuanya harus memberikan nubuatan, ya. Not all prophet predicting something. So, she as a prophetess used to give strength to the people who come to the temple. But what she said, apa yang dia katakan, never been mentioned. What struggled her, apa yang ada dalam dirinya, penderitaannya, she even did not mention to other people. What is the lesson here? That the lesson is that there are many people among us. Banyak di antara saudara dan saya, di antara kita, yang mungkin datang ke gereja seperti Anna, datang ke rumah Tuhan. Yeah. Maybe you can smile outside, but underneath, there are struggles. Di dalam hati Anda, ada masalah-masalah yang tidak dapat Anda ungkapkan. Very important problem. Yeah, very challenging problem. So personal, so important, so powerful. And you don't say anything but to the Lord. Dapat Anda lakukan itu. Tuhan dapat menerima pada saat Anda minta untuk didoakan, Tuhan terima. Tapi Tuhan juga dapat menerima pada saat di dalam penderitaan Anda sendirian, Anda bawakan itu kepada Tuhan. That nobody will ever know about what is in your heart. Anyway, they were both brokenhearted. They were both longing for an answer. They were both waiting for the Lord. And what is happening after they pray? Apa yang terjadi setelah mereka berdoa? Let's see what happened to Hannah. Mari kita lihat apa yang terjadi kemudian kepada Hannah. What she experienced was a vow moment. Vow. Dia berbuat nazar, ya. Dia berbuat apa? Perjanjian, ya. Kemudian bernazarlah ia. And she made a vow. Hannah, perjanjian baru. Tuhan semesta alam, jika sungguh-sungguh engkau memperhatikan sengsara hambamu ini dan mengingat kepadaku dan tidak melupakan hambamu ini, tetapi memberikan kepadamu hambamu ini seorang anak laki-laki, aku akan memberikan dia kepada Tuhan untuk seumur apa? Hidupnya, dan pisau cukur tidak akan menyentuh kepalanya. The vow was so interesting. The vow was so unique. Why? If God, if you give me a son, I will give that son to you. Okay? In other words, you give me A, I will give you A. Many times we make a vow. Lord, you give me A and I will give you B. Tuhan, sembuhkan saya, maka saya akan masuk gereja. Tuhan, sembuhkan saya akan bayar perpuluhan dan persembahan. You receive A and you give B. But Hannah, she received A and she will give that A to God. Yeah? She will give that A to God. Why? You see, in the Bible, there are 5 instances di dalam Alkitab, orang-orang yang membuat perjanjian. One of them is Jacob. Jacob make a vow, yeah? But before that, the Bible speak that whenever you make a vow, Alkitab katakan kalau kita membuat janji kepada Tuhan, kita harus tepati. Okay? Pengkhotbah 5 ayat 3-4. Kalau engkau bernazar kepada Allah, janganlah menunda-nunda menepatinya, karena Allah tidak senang pada orang-orang bodoh. Tepatilah nasarmu. Lebih baik engkau tidak bernasar daripada bernasar tetapi tidak apa? Menepatinya. Look at Jacob, ya. Look at Jacob. Pada saat dia berada dalam masalah, ya. Dia lari dari kakaknya. He ran away from his brother. He ran away from his family because he cheated his father. He cheated his brother. And then he met the Lord. Dia bertemu dengan Tuhan. Lalu kemudian apa? Setelah dia bangun, kejadian. In Genesis 28:22 katakan, bernasarlah Yakub dan Jacob made a vow, jika Allah akan menyertai melindungi aku, maka Tuhan akan menjadi Allahku. Dan segala sesuatu yang engkau berikan kepadaku, akan selalu kupersembahkan 1/10 kepada apa? Kepadamu. Lord, you give me 100% blessing, I will return to you 10%. That's the vow. Yeah. You give me A, I'll give you what? B. But Hannah, Lord, you give me 100% son, I will give that 100% son back to you. Why? Kenapa dia berikan Samuel itu kepada Tuhan? 100% Samuel dia berikan kepada Tuhan. Why not, you know, Lord, let Samuel from one year after year just come and serve you 1 month. Tapi Samuel setelah dia tidak lagi menyusui, like let's say 3-4 years, she brought Samuel to the temple. Why? Remember what's the question that I asked you? Kapan, when, and where Penina ejek-ejek dia, ridicule her? Dalam Ka'bah. Kenapa? Because in Bible times, remember, Penina will say, hey, you worship, you pray to the Lord, yeah, Lord, do nothing on you. Tuhan tidak buat apa-apa kepadamu. Where is your God in a sense, yeah? Where do you don't have faith? You lack faith. You don't have anything that God give you. Di zaman Alkitab, kalau kita minta sesuatu dan tidak diberikan atau kita kalah dan lain sebagainya, berarti Allah kita itu yang bukan hanya dengan, in other words, bukan hanya Hana yang dikecilkan, tapi secara tidak langsung Penina mengecilkan Allahnya Hana. Penina mengecilkan Allahnya Hana. And so he gave that back to God. Yeah. Lord, this is yours. It is impossible for me to have a child, but this is yours. Let him be yours. Biarlah dia apa? Jadi milikmu. Apa itu saja yang diberikan. You know, so the point is, whenever we think only, whenever we make a vow, pada saat kita membuat nazar, kita membuat perjanjian kepada Tuhan, lalu kita dapati perjanjian itu kepada Tuhan, bukan berarti tidak ada lagi berkat-berkat lainnya. Bukan berarti tidak akan ada lagi blessing. That doesn't mean that another blessing will not come. Why? Because after Samuel, how many children Hannah has? How many children? 3 anak laki-laki, 2 anak apa? 2 anak perempuan. 5 anak lagi. Yeah. So when you fulfill your vow, like Jacob, and especially Hannah, God will bless you. God will bless you. She, at first, why would God seemingly prevented her from having a child? Kenapa Tuhan seakan-akan supaya dia bukan hanya melihat, so that Hannah will not only look at the gift of God, but the God of the giver. The giver, yeah? Not the gift, but the giver. So Hannah, the answer to her prayer, Hannah experienced the vow moment. What about Anna? Dia tidak buat apa? Dia tidak buat perjanjian, ya? Dia tidak ada vow moment. But Anna, New Testament, did not have vow moment, but she had what I call wow moment. Okay? Wow moment. Why? When she was at the temple, Joseph and Mary came with what? With baby Jesus. Joseph and Mary came with baby Jesus. Yeah. Pada ketika itu juga datanglah ia ke situ dan mengucap syukur pada Allah dan berbicara tentang anak itu kepada semua orang yang menantikan kelepasan untuk Yerusalem. She went, dia pergi kepada baby Jesus. She hold baby Jesus and she praise God. Dia mengucap syukur. Yeah, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. You see? That's a wow moment. Yeah. That's the wow moment. She has been looking. She has been looking for the presence of God. Dia menantikan kehadiran Tuhan. Dia selalu datang ke Ka'bah untuk menantikan kehadiran Tuhan karena dia pikir, I lost my husband, I don't have children, I have nothing, but I have God. And she prayed for the presence of God. Dia berdoa bagi kehadiran Tuhan. She prayed for the relationship that she can have with her God. And not only that, God came down to her. Melalui Yesus, ya. Melalui Yesus. Hannah, Old Testament, wow moment. Anna, New Testament, a wow moment. I mean, can you imagine? How many of us would ever dream to hold baby Jesus? I hold many, some of you baby here. I hold perhaps like Blair when Blair was small. Yeah, I hold my Shina. The first time I hold really a baby Shina, yeah, in on my palm. Wow, the feeling, you know, as a parent. Wow. Yeah. And can you imagine holding baby Jesus? What kind of moment was that? Would that be? That is a wow moment. You see, both women, kedua wanita ini, Hannah and Anna, experience darkness in their life. But at the end, you know, at the end, they see the light. They see the light. Yeah. We all face darkness in our life. We all face challenges in our life. We don't know what the future holds for us. Kita tidak tahu apa yang terjadi. We don't know what will happen with the problem that we are in. Gak tahu masalah kita ini solusinya apa. Mau tanya ke pendeta, pendeta aja gak tahu. Mau jawabnya mau bilang apa ya. We don't know things that we cannot see. Kita tidak tahu. So what do we need to do when you don't know? Apa yang kita harus lakukan pada saat kita tidak tahu akan apa yang ada di depan kita? With the challenges that we have. Dengan tantangan, dengan masalah, persoalan yang kita hadapi. Nggak tahu jalan keluarnya itu bagaimana. You need to do what the pilot, modern pilot is doing now. What is the modern pilot doing? They're doing what we call it flying by instruments. When there is bad weather. When there is a bad weather, the pilot has to release himself from his feeling, from his eyes, what do you call it? From his feeling, from his perception, physical perception. He cannot see. The pilot cannot see with the heavy rain, with the cloud, dark clouds and everything. He could not see anything. Pilot tidak dapat melihat apa-apa pada saat semuanya gelap. So what can he do? What the pilot can do? Depend on the instrument. Kalau kita hanya pikir-pikir, aduh gimana ini sudah mau mendarat, sudah mau menurun atau tidak. We cannot tell. But the thing that can tell the pilot is the flying instrument. Instrument that say, okay, kamu masih ada 2000 feet. Okay, sudah mulai turun ya. Tapi kalau dalam begini-begini ya, we don't know anything, but the instrument will tell you, you are already descending. You're not ascending, but you're descending. The airport is just in front of you. You have only like certain feet. Cuma berapa feet lagi. Jadi all the instrument will tell you about what? About your situation. Yeah. The instrument will tell you that you are straight. Not descending or ascending. Instrument will tell you everything. And so the pilot has to depend on the instrument. Not his thoughts, not his feelings, but the instruments, because his life depends on it. So what is our instrument when you are in darkness? What is the instrument? What is the instrument of Hannah and Anna when they were in darkness? These are the instrument. Yeah. The word of God, and what else? This is their instrument. Firman Tuhan dan doa itu sajalah ya. Firman Tuhan dan doa. Yes. We all may face challenges with mental health, mental illness, yeah? And I make a seminar on that on April 30, 2022, a year ago. And in that seminar, we talk about that we must talk, yeah? We must make it okay to talk about mental health. And one thing that we learn is that even the people of the world will tell us that faith will guide you toward the challenges that you face. Orang dunia akan katakan bahwa segala sesuatu yang kita alami dalam dunia ini dapat. Ya, ini padahal bukan dari Alkitab nih ya. Faith and healing, how faith can heal, the proven, ya. Artikel demi artikel, penyelidikan demi penyelidikan menyatakan bahwa iman kepada Allah membantu umat manusia untuk keluar dari depresi mereka. Keluar dari masalah mereka. And that is the strength that Ana perjanjian baru dan Hana perjanjian lama miliki. They believe that like Isaiah. Yesaya 12 ayat 2 katakan, sungguh Allah itu keselamatanku. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself, Tuhan saja, Tuhan Allah, itulah kekuatanku dan mazmurku. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Ia telah menjadi keselamatanku. We have tried many things to go out from our darkness. Kita coba banyak hal untuk keluar dari kegelapan kita. Yeah, with our strength, with our knowledge, with our resources. But maybe we need to go back to the basic. This is the resources. And this is the tool that bring us out of the darkness to see the light. Keluar dari dalam kegelapan untuk melihat terang. Saya bawa ini dalam nama Yesus. Amin.